Sometimes girls who are pregnant fear informing a parent that they want to have an abortion. Perhaps a parent has abused them physically or emotionally, or a young girl might think she'll be thrown out of the house or will disappoint her family.
What we have right now is a situation that puts young people at risk. Right now, we have a situation where if you are a young person and you have an unplanned pregnancy, you have the opportunity to be ostracized by your family, to be put in physical danger.
That's Democratic Senator L.G. Sims of Chicago, who is sponsoring a plan to do away with notification. In Illinois, while notification is required, parental approval is not. Attorney Peter Breen represents the conservative Thomas More Society, which is staunchly opposed to a repeal in Illinois.
It would turn Illinois into an underage abortion haven. Before our current parental notice law was in effect, we had thousands of young people getting abortions without the parents knowing, including many hundreds, if not thousands, coming from out of state.
Breen has argued the law has resulted in a drop in the number of underage abortions, but those who want to get rid of it say the drop is due to better access to contraception. Chicago attorney Melissa Wyden has represented on a volunteer basis more than 24 young people since the law started being enforced in 2013. Through that program, the ACLU has helped about 400 teens go before judges. Wyden said it is difficult enough for the teens to tell her the details, and the girls' humiliation is exacerbated when they go before a judge and a court reporter.
I represented one very frightened and desperate young woman who had a very difficult relationship with her mother, and she told me when I first met her, and then she told the court at her bypass hearing that when her mother got angry at her, she would say such hurtful things that the teen would cut herself afterwards.
Another of Wyden's clients was a 15-year-old
who had an abortion and went into a severe depression afterwards because her mother told her father, her sisters, her extended family. Her father stopped speaking to her. Her sisters ridiculed her. The rest of her family didn't speak to her, and she became suicidal. She did not know about the bypass option at the time. So there is real danger that teens experience.
But many believe the decision is too important for those under 18 to make on their own. Dawn Fitzpatrick, who works on anti-abortion programs with the Archdiocese of Chicago, says young people can be impulsive.
For a young person who might fear that they're going to disappoint their parents or that they just don't want to talk about it, it might seem easier to go ahead and get an abortion. They don't have to consult their parents. And then these poor children grow up to regret their decision.
Fitzpatrick works on a project that ministers to women who've had abortions.
I had a woman call the other day who said to me, when I went to have this done, nobody told me how it could hurt me. They just said it was good for me. And she said, and I've been affected by it since 1974.
Wyden, the attorney, disagrees.
Having seen firsthand, up close, the effects of this law on the lives and the health and the emotional well-being of many, many teens over the past 5 years, I can tell you that this law is dangerous. It is unnecessary. It does nothing to protect teens, and it causes great, great harm.
A committee has given approval to the repeal, but it still needs House and Senate okay before going to the governor's desk. I'm Maureen McKinney.